We have Calgary, Taylor Swift.
Like, it takes 10 years to become an overnight success.
Okay, why are you spending your time doing this? Like, you're not even good at it.
Social media really is a spiral when you get into it. I've always enjoyed writing, like, fun songs. Live your life in full color.
It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I have a very special in-person guest for anyone watching on YouTube. Please give a warm welcome to Serafina.
Well, thank you so much for having
me. No, thank you for having me. I literally feel like I'm in the presence of the like local Calgary. Literally. We have Calgary Taylor Swift. I don't know. I've heard you, you know, announce yourself that way on TikTok. So Calgary Taylor Swift in the house today in the Loud Talk space. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
I want to jump right into it. So obviously you have started doing performances, a lot of like Taylor Swift covers. You got the hair, you make your own outfits, right?
Like
you
just do all.
What kind of inspired that? I think you've mentioned like you've been a Taylor Swift fan
for a long time.
So have you always like loved singing Taylor Swift songs or
I always like to say I listened to two artists growing up, Taylor Swift and Owl City. Speak Now was the very first album that I got. My dad went and picked it up for me from the library, and then I downloaded it to my iPod. And that was the only way I knew how to get music. So I just listened to Speak Now on repeat. And then I got Fearless. And then I kept listening to it. And, you know, we happened to have the same haircut at that time. And I was just like, I love Taylor Swift. I'm gonna stick with this.
Well, and I feel like at that age, like when you do find those similarities, like I remember I was like a big believer.
Oh, yeah.
And my middle name is Maria. And when he came out with that song called Maria, Maria, I'm like, it's about me.
It's
like,
for you.
That's it. So I feel like that, especially we just like find those things that connect us to the artist, which is so fun. And have you always like loved singing? Because I know for me, I've always loved singing my whole life and I love dancing. And I always joke around that, you know, I can dance, but if I could just sing.
And you'd be a pop star.
Like,
you would
literally,
be the pop.
I'm that delusional that I'm like, I would. I literally would be selling out stadiums if I could sing.
Well, singing really is a skill. Like I've always loved to sing. I've never been good at it. Mm-hmm. I would just, you know, I would actually play Minecraft and then I would have Jar of Hearts by Christina Perry just playing in the background while I'm playing Minecraft for like 8 hours in the summer as a kid. And it was never really much more than filming, photo booth on my Mac. I would just record.
It was something about the photo booth. Because the amount of covers I have on my photo booth that I listen back and I'm like, girl,
I thought I was going places. And so I decided, you know, I'm just going to bring that into my adult life because, you know, when I did that as a kid, I had fun with it, but I was like, you know, I got to take this seriously. I'm going to give it 100% of my effort with that like gung-ho of a child, but with the self-awareness of an adult and some of the resources of an adult.
Right.
And I'm just going to show up at this university open mic. I'm going to be Taylor Swift. I'm going to get a singing teacher and I'm just going to see what happens. Maybe once I get my dance lessons, then we can go sell out stadiums together.
Yeah, my kids love there.
And you can open for me.
Exactly. So to give some background to listeners, viewers who don't know Serafina's story, she basically went like berserk viral on TikTok, mainly.
Yeah.
So we go to the University of Calgary and she didn't open mic night. One day, posted the videos, and they went crazy. Now, how was that for you? Like, were you expecting that type of attention online?
Definitely not. It was weird, to say the least. I'm not really used to much attention. I was just kind of like, you know, treating TikTok as a video diary. Just like, let's see what happens. Here's the open mic I've performed at. Because I honestly didn't think what I was doing was too weird because I had seen a couple other people just like go to an open mic and sing Taylor Swift. And I felt like I was only maybe half a step above it by just putting on like the costume that I made.
You make those yourself,
Yeah.
right? Like they were like replicas basically of like yeah.
I was just like, yeah, it's essentially a school talent show, and I've got a costume and a haircut, you know? Let's I and I wasn't expecting it to blow up in the way that it did. And seeing all of the very positive and very negative reactions was very overwhelming to say the least. I didn't know how to react to it. And I kept refreshing my TikTok every like 2 minutes just to see all the likes pile in, because I was like,
What's going on?
what's happening here? And I couldn't put my phone down for like 3 days.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
just like, I'm
I
famous.
know it's a weird like when that, when you initially see it picking up views and then you keep refreshing and then it like doubles, triples, and you're like, whoa. Like, and then you're trying to read the comments and obviously, like you mentioned, piled with positivity and negativity. But since like you weren't on social media before, how was that negativity for you?
It was definitely, I definitely didn't take it at first. I was just like, these people don't know what they're talking about. I'm just having fun. You know, I'm cool and I'm confident in myself. And I had worked really hard on the performance, so I didn't think it was that bad. But then they kept coming, and I really started to doubt myself, because I was like, okay, maybe I'm just delusional. Like maybe I know I'm a little bit deluded, because you have to go
You have
into
to,
it with
yeah.
just that little bit of
No one
I'm perfect.
is gonna go to an open mic night unless they're a little
Delusional.
delusional.
Yeah, that's
Like,
part of the fun.
yeah, exactly.
And so I was like, I don't know how to perceive myself here, because I'm like, the ratio is getting more and more negative as this gains traction. And so I was just like, you know what? It doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks in the end. Like, I might not be perfect. And, you know, it was a little bit of a wake up. And I was like, you know, I can just keep working. Like, I worked really hard on this for a week. What happens if I work on it for 3 weeks, a month, 2 months? And if there's an open mic every month, let's just see
What
where we can
happens?
go, and let's keep documenting it. And whatever happens, happens. And haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
I think that's such an amazing perspective, and I'd love that because I think there's so many places that I want to dive into with this. So the main thing is like I think so many people are so scared of opening themselves up to hate on a daily basis, and it's really like I get questions all the time too, like how do you deal with the hate? How do you deal with the hate? And for me, I have to really look at it as like noise rather than like actual honest opinions.
Yeah.
Because if those opinions are maybe coming from like a close family or friends, or in your case, a like famous artist came to you and were like, Serafina, like these are some things you can improve on, you're gonna take that with to heart and, like
Yeah.
be like, okay, I'm gonna apply this, and they put energy into this comment, everything like that. But all the like little just hate and like hating on you for stepping up there for from people that are one hiding behind their screens, don't have a profile picture, don't have a username, like and you have to look at it from that perspective of like, would this person actually ever do what I did, or are they just hating on me just
Just
because,
because,
right?
yeah. Oh, they just love to stir the pot.
I
Yeah.
know.
I mean, I used to be like that as a kid when I was young, and I saw the internet for the first time. I would never leave hate comments on things, but sometimes I just wanted to spew words into the world. And so I like to sometimes look at people's profiles, and I like to see that if it's like an 11-year-old being like, you should go kill yourself and you're gonna get sued, I'm just like, oh, you're me.
Will you take that into consideration that it's like this is a kid like who like just got on the internet, right? Like
Exactly.
my thing is always when it's like full ass adult
Adult men
and even women,
and men,
especially women,
oh.
because I'm like, what are you doing?
They're
Like
like,
I had a guy once wrote me like a novel of how much he hated looking at my face and all this. I click on his
Oh.
profile and it's like proud dad to three
Three
beautiful
daughters.
daughters. I'm like, huh? Like what are you doing
Hey.
on my page?
Hey.
I'm like, I still consider myself a kid. Like,
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing out here hating on me?
When
Hello?
you have children, and like if your daughters grew up to be honestly like successful entrepreneur, businesswoman, and like engineer like you would be proud, and you
Yeah.
would say only nice things. Like,
That
what are
like shook
you?
me. But yeah, it always comes down to that. And I think a lot of people can't rationalize, okay, like how can you put yourself out there and then not only do it once, but then you come back and upload again with another performance and another performance. And how is it for you? How long has it been since that open mic though?
So that was in September of
Okay.
2023. So we're
Last
coming up in
year.
a year. Yeah.
Okay. How is it like, have you watched it back?
I have watched it back recently, and in some ways, I feel like I've gotten worse, only
Really?
because I'm more aware of what I'm doing wrong.
Mm.
And so when I went into that very first performance, I went in with the impression that, yeah, I have some basic singing abilities. I have, I had no dance abilities. I knew that.
See, I love how like aware you are of like what your
And
ability.
I watched the video and I'm like, they say I did something bad. And I'm like fully going for it. And now when I try and do it, I want to like use all my vocal support because I've learned proper technique. And I'm like, I can't hit the note healthily because in that first video I was just yelling.
Yeah.
But it was like, I had that blind confidence
Yeah.
behind me. So it was fine. Now it's like, I'm too scared to hit it because I want to damage my voice and get notes.
That's
And
fair.
so I'm hyper aware of everything that's
Right.
wrong. And so I'm getting better, but I'm more critical.
Yeah. No, for sure. Okay, I wanna, I obviously have seen some of your TikToks talking about like why you're even, pursuing this in the first place. Can you tell me a little bit, and like the viewers too, a little bit about your backstory, on your whole mindset on like, fearing. And I've talked to, I actually have, this is so funny, and this is why I want to talk to you, is I have an episode that I did probably a year ago titled Fear, Regret, Not Judgment. So I've seen you kind of talk about that whole concept too. So I'm like, that's insane. I need to talk to this girl. So can you walk us through kind of your story and how you came to where you are today?
So a year ago in July, my mom lost her 8-year battle with inflammatory breast cancer. And when she was first diagnosed, they told her, you probably only got a year left to live. And she was like, instead of, being sad and, succumbing to that and counting down the days and coloring in the calendar, she was like, okay, I'm gonna take my lifelong bucket list and I'm just gonna start. I'm gonna see how far we get. And if I complete it, let's keep adding to it. And so she started learning to paint, which was one of her first things. And she went to painting classes and she did painting markets. And every Wednesday night, she went to Rumble House in Calgary and she would paint something and then they'd auction it off to charity. She started going on hikes. She started public speaking. She wanted to write a book. And she ended up living for not just 1 year, she lived another 7 after that. And when she passed away last July, I was like, I feel very lost in my life because I don't have other family other than her. Like I have my sister. But other than that, like my dad isn't in my life. My grandma, she's in BC. And then that's, I got, a couple aunts and uncles in BC, but in Calgary, it's just me and my sister, and I felt very alone. And so I was like, I can succumb to that. I can stay in bed and I can rot, which is what I did for a little bit. And then I was like, September rolled around and I thought to myself, I've always wanted to perform. I want to be on a stage. I want to sing. I want to make art. I've always loved doing that. So why don't I just try and see what happens? Because my mom always told me that it's better to feel embarrassment and insecurities rather than regret later in your life for never trying something. So why not just do it?
Absolutely. And first off, I'm so sorry for everything you've had to go through with your mom, losing her, but I think how you've approached it and coming out the other end is such in such a beautiful way, is so inspiring. And even your mom's story of just switching the mindset, and I think that really shows how powerful the mind is in any situation you find yourself, no matter how hard it gets, which I would probably say like losing your mom would, for so many people, would be considered like that's rock bottom, and the fact that you've been able to come out the other end of it so strong and want to do things, to make her proud, make yourself proud, live out your dreams is so inspiring. And I think so many people need to hear your story. And that's why I want to have you on this podcast, because I think it's such an inspiration and more people need to start living the way you do, like on a, no matter their circumstances. Because I think although, your mom was given, okay, you have a year, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna take this year. Most people, we don't know like what our timeline
Timeline
looks
is,
like, and we're not told, oh, you have, and we just keep thinking, well, I have time, right? But we don't know. We may actually have a year or two, or we don't know, right? So I think That's a very good, like, way of called, like, we're not really jumping to live out our dreams until we are given some sort of timeline. And I love what you're doing of just like, okay, I'm just gonna start that
Yeah.
and pursue my dreams.
While I'm young and hot.
Well, exactly. And I think so many people, you know, wait, or the embarrassment too. Like, I know on your TikTok you mentioned, like, well, you know, I'm already this age, like, how can I start like learning to sing now? And it's like, well, it doesn't really matter the age, you can
Start
kind of.
anytime. Yeah.
Exactly. I think back to like all the time too. I always say like I really want to learn Spanish. I'm like, oh, but like it would have been so much easier to learn a new language as a
Kid.
kid. But my family, we immigrated here in 2005, and I always think like, well, my parents learned a whole new language in their 30s,
30s.
you know? So
Yeah.
I'm like, why
And
can't
I
I do
just
that?
look,
But
yeah.
it's just that whole like fear of like, well, it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy, you know? And I think you just always have to start
Start
somewhere.
somewhere. And I feel like that's a great thing that we don't think about when learning skills as adults. When you're a kid, you don't really recognize progress in the same way as you do with like a matured brain. Because I think as a kid, when you're getting better at something, you just think, oh, okay, I'm better at this now. But you don't realize really how bad you were at the start. But as an adult, you can really see how far you can come in a short amount of time. Like me, for a year, I feel like I've gone from ass to less ass, and I get to see that with a matured brain. While as a kid, I would have just been like, yeah, I've always been good for my age.
It's funny you say that because I actually one of your recent TikToks came on my For You page, and I hadn't seen your videos in a while, and I listened to it, and the way my mouth dropped because I was like, is this like a TikTok sound, or are you actually singing? Because I'm like, holy shit, you've improved so
Oh
much.
my God. Which one was it? Or if you don't yeah, if you don't remember.
Okay, it was one where, again, I'm not a Sufi, so I never know lyrics, but you replaced the lyrics with like, my notes are so good, or something like that.
Oh my God. Oh, the ready for it one. My notes are so good.
That one. I
Yeah.
was like, wow, like you, and the fact that it's like not even been a year, and like you're actively taking singing lessons
Yeah.
now, right?
Yes.
And I, because I see like you do your TikTok live and stuff, and I think the whole journey of it all is so awesome, and you're still in school. So the fact that you're just like living, and I think that's so important because I think so many of us put our, and even people I talk to, they're like, well, I want to get into content creating, like with what I do, but I'm gonna wait until this, or I'm gonna do this. And it's like, just start.
Quit.
Even if you don't have the time to do it 8 hours a day, 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, like whatever it is, just start with something. Because if you say like, well, I'm just gonna wait till this time to start it, then it's like, well, you don't know what the circumstances are
Circumstances
gonna
are,
look like.
yeah, and it's really is a routine when it comes to like content creation. Before I did like the Taylor Swift stuff, I wanted to be like a makeup influencer so badly.
Wait, the makeup skills are like, I see your graphic liner right
Thank you.
now.
I really like doing like fancy eyeshadows, and in 2019 I really loved like all of the, oh, what was her name? I don't know. She would draw like flowers and stuff on her eyelids. And I found that it was so much work to just post my eyeshadow for the day, to like take a picture and then post it. Even if it only took like 10 minutes, I was like, oh, this is a routine that I'm gonna need to get into. And it really is just start doing it. The first one's always the hardest. And you know, if someone makes fun of you, that means you just have fans.
Exactly. That's the biggest thing is like, well, and I always think like if I am getting haters, that just means that my video is reaching people outside of my demographic.
Yeah.
So like how could there not be people that don't like what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
So but I love makeup for that too. It's just like it's such a fun creative
Work
escape. And
itself.
especially with eyeshadow, like you can do just like the base makeup, yeah, you can play around with it, but like all in all, it's gonna look pretty similar every day. But the eyes, like you can do
Oh, everything but
so
colors.
So much with it. And speaking of makeup, I did put
Oh
together
my
a little bag for you.
goodness.
I tried to curate it. You don't have to open
Oh
everything
my
in the
gosh.
world, but I
I'm
tried to
excited.
curate things
I'm gonna open. Oh my
to performing and stuff.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to open
Yeah,
this.
no problem. I know you said you love
I love colorful
doing
stuff.
eyeshadow, and I had that in my mind. I'm like, okay,
Oh,
done.
like I love looking at the clean girl aesthetic on other people, and then I try it on myself and I'm like,
No, I need bold
It
eyes,
needs to be hot
a
pink.
bold lip.
I've
Yeah.
been loving bold yellows recently. I've been doing them on
Interesting.
my inner corner. It's almost like 2016 Kylie Jenner, but like I'm loving it.
I love that. And I
Oh
know you
my
mentioned you
gosh.
love lip products, so
I
I'm gonna lots
gosh.
of lip products in there for you.
Oh my goodness. I'm
That
so
is
excited.
an for the people
Urban
listening
Decay.
in. I included an Urban Decay Vice Lipstick because these last
Oh my
forever. And
gosh.
I know you love a good red, so
It's true. I do. Oh my
so I
gosh.
was like, this will be perfect.
I'm like so excited to go through everything. I don't want to like waste time on your podcast, but I'm like,
No, it's all
oh
good.
my God.
So you just mentioned new EP. So tell me
Yes.
about, okay, so you were doing Taylor Swift covers, all of that. Was your plan always like start creating your own music?
I think so. I've always enjoyed writing like fun songs. Even I had a like Nintendo DS, and what you could do is you could record little audio files. And as a kid, I would just be like, I love my puppy dog. Love it so much. And so essentially I was a natural born songwriter.
Of course.
But I've always
That's
been
literally how I feel too. The amount of books I filled
with
with
song
songs. And
lyrics.
tell me why I was like 8 writing these like heart-wrenching breakup songs. Like, what was I going through? Like, I need to find these journals and look back at them because like I don't
I would
understand.
always write like death songs about like my own funeral. I'd be like, everyone is sad and she has died. Don't, don't, don't.
Have this like clear memory of I literally think I was maybe in grade 4 at the time, and there was this boy in my class who could also sing, and I'm like, okay, like your dad needs to drop you off so we can record this song I wrote together. And this, okay, mind you, I was did not have like a crush on this guy, like he was just like a boy in my class who I knew could sing, so I'm like, I'm going to use you for my song,
Yeah.
right? And this song was like the most serious like love to breakup song ever, and I think he like read it, and his dad was there too, and I think he was like watching. He's like, I don't know if this is like the best idea, and I'm like, I'm just trying to record this song,
We're gonna be famous. Trust the
literally.
process. Yeah, the very first song that I released was in high school, and it was during COVID. We had to like do a project for my media arts class, and I had been eating lunch one day and some rice fell on my pants, and I was like, oh, there's rice on my pants, what a disaster. And I was like, that is a song right there. And and then I got home, whipped out the guitar, and I'm like, there is rice on my pants, what a disaster, rice in my pants, how did it get there? And then I submitted that for my media arts project and for the school's lip sync battle, and I won a $100 Starbucks gift card, and I was like, this is what I'm meant to do.
Exactly. I love all the confidence you just spew. Like, it just makes, I think anyone watching, like, yeah, you're gonna have haters and all that, but then the other half of people are like, you know what? She can do it, and why can't I,
Yeah,
right? And
exactly.
it's like all, I think, I bet, like, again, you gotta be a little, like, do a little same with me, like, in this whole career. When I started, like, people, the amount of comments I would always get from, like, friends, family, are you still making those little videos in your room? And I'm like, yep.
Yep.
Are they getting 200 views? Yep. And I'm gonna still keep doing it. And you
Exactly.
just have to have, like, you just have to dream big. Because like it just without it, like where's the fun at, right?
Right? Like, and why not? Even if it only stays at 200 views forever, if you enjoy doing it, why
Exactly.
not? It's not like I started doing this to get like people watching me. I was just like, I want to look at this. I want to. Instead of scrolling other people's TikToks at night, I want to look at
Yeah.
myself before I go to bed.
And I think that's where things really start to go the right way for you, because when you go into something, especially in this day and age of social media too, when you go into it thinking like, okay, I'm gonna post this video to go viral or to make money or to this, like it's not gonna.
It's
You
not
have to
authentic.
have the love for it, you have to have like the ambition, because that's what's gonna keep you going, right? Because then as soon as like a video flops, you're gonna be like, I'm quitting, right?
Yeah.
So like if you have the love for it and you're doing it for you and you're gonna post even if you're the only person watching, then that's when it's
The
gonna
best way to
go
do it.
far. So how many songs have you released
Yeah.
since?
So I technically only have one on Spotify right now, which I called my debut single, Mr. Fast Car, which came out March 14th. So stream Mr. Fast Car. You're gonna love it.
Okay, so your debut single out, and then you're working on a new one now.
Yeah, working on an EP. I'm thinking Frutiger Arrow is gonna be the title for that. but I want to just have like summer Owl City music. I find it very frustrating right now that not a lot of artists are kind of stepping out of the box with instruments. Like I feel like it's hard for me to find good music that I actually want to listen to. Like I love Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter is great, but Jack Antonoff needs to get his hands off pop music because I can't listen to the radio anymore. And he needs to stay away from Chapel Roan because, like, she makes good stuff. I don't need it to be tainted.
Yeah.
But
The
yeah.
radio, yeah. I can't really listen to it anymore either. It just feels like the same
Same
things
stuff
over
over
and
and
over.
over and over. And then I have an opportunity to go out to Nashville. To do a couple performances there and get to meet some
What?
people that's still in the works.
That
So,
is so cool. I literally, 2 days ago, I go to my mom and I'm like, I really want to go to Nashville because it just looks like it's
so
the
much
best
fun.
time.
Yeah.
So, let me know when you're going and
Yeah.
I'll come out and watch. But so do you do all the song recording and everything on your own?
So Mr. Fast Car, the first song that I did, I made like a demo in my production software because I know basics of what to do, but I can't make anything that's actually like polished enough. And so for that one, I actually reached out to someone I went to high school with, and I was just like, hey, I don't have any money. I know we like maybe talk a couple times, but you seem like a nice person and we were in the same graduating year. You want to help me out? And he was like, yeah, sure. And so I just recorded the vocals at home, sent them to him, and I was like, here's kind of the vibe I want. And he was like, great. And then sends me back this like amazing track that I was like, hey, this works. And so I'm very lucky to have producers who are willing to work with me. But I do all the songwriting myself and all of like creating the instrumentation and love lyrics. I love like a good punchy lyric. My favorite one in Mr. Fast Car, sneak peek, is I know that you're feeling slick, but I call that dirty blonde. And I just love having little punchy things in there that make you giggle. It's something that you'll listen to maybe like a couple times around. You won't catch it right away because it's kind of a faster song. And just having those little tidbits of that's
I
funny.
love that. And then it's just like, I think always just like creating your own, because I, growing up, and I'm getting the sense you're like this too, like I could never just slow down with, I was always making some sort of project, whether it was art or music or something. Like I was constantly doing something, and I've seen it be carried into my adult life, because even my mom sometimes just like, just stop. Like I literally remember when I wanted to start this podcast, I called my mom up because I used to be really into music, played like a thousand instruments, and then like quit it all like after like 10 years of doing it. But I called her last year and I'm like, hey mom, do we still have that mic lying around that I bought for music but never really used? And she literally on the phone goes, what are you planning to do? I'm like, well, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. She's like, Lavinia, you just ended like another project. Like, do you have to start this down? I'm like, well, it's already kind of in the works.
It's important. You need to dethrone all of the podcast men who are like, ah, yes, women belong in the kitchen.
Why are they always set up in a room where there's like 30 people
People.
with an opinion? And I'm like, I'm just out here trying to create a safe space for like people who just want a safe space to talk about things and feel better in their skin,
Yeah.
feel more confident in themselves. Like, why is there no, but like, yeah.
Yeah, people just need to, honestly, we need more positivity.
Why do you think most people aren't actually, I think we know the answer to this, but maybe we'll dive deeper into it. So why do you think most people are actually not willing to take the leap to fulfill their dreams?
That's a great question. Honestly, I think people don't want to feel uncomfortable at all. They would just rather stay completely neutral, never any happier than they are currently, but also never off in their own skin, never taking that moment to step out of the comfort zone because the comfort zone is comfy. It's nice.
And then
Yeah.
I think there's two other things that play into it. One, worrying about people's opinions.
Yeah.
I think we base so much of our self-worth and all that on what other people think about us. And I feel like it's always the people that don't really matter, you
It's
know,
true.
because like, if you're doing what you love, your best friends, your family that, you know, actually love and support you will continue supporting you and will love seeing you happy. But for some reason, we care about what Joe and Megan from high school think on our Instagram. You know, like it's like, why are they significant to? And I ended up like deleting my like high school Instagram because I'm like, I don't really care what any of these people are
Smart.
doing, and I don't really care for them to see what
Yeah,
they're
I'm
doing.
doing.
But I always find now too, like I feel the most maybe like that slight sense of embarrassment when someone from like my past or from high school and those kids, because I think that's what the age we grew up in where you're more open to like bullying and stuff. Like people don't really, at this age at least, there's less of it. So I feel like when people from high school like follow me or I see that they liked one of my posts and I'm like super open my skin journey and stuff, I'm like, ooh, that doesn't feel great. Whereas when it's a complete stranger or like a family member, I don't really care
Care.
as
Yeah.
much.
I know that in high school, people openly talk bad about me, or they would talk badly about me in front of my friends when I wasn't there. And I was kind of used to it at a point. Like I would post makeup, and then we would have like these focus periods that you there were like a free period before class. And there would be some classrooms where people would be scrolling through my Instagram in little huddles and then making fun of it.
No way.
And they would do it in front of me, they would do it in front of my friends, and I was just like,
Well, the point of it was for you to see
just
it.
it. Exactly. And I was just like, why are people so mean? And when I started doing the Taylor Swift stuff, I, was hearing from people I knew in high school being like, yeah, my friends are making fun of you. And I can see how many shares I get in reference to my likes. And I know that people are talking badly about me in direct messages. And I know that it's happening. And sometimes I feel it. And I'm like, I wanted to impress people in high school so badly. No one thought I was smart. No one thought I was pretty. No one thought I was like interesting or cool. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do what I do wholeheartedly because I am happy. And I dedicated myself to all of my clubs, all my extracurriculars. And there were some people who were really mad when I got valedictorian. They were like, she's a clown. She's the joke of the school. This person does not deserve this prestige. She is embarrassing. And I'm like, well, maybe that's why I got it. Maybe it's because y'all are too worried about what you're thinking and I'm actually doing shit.
Well, that's amazing from a fellow valedictorian here. That's literally so amazing. I love that. And you know what? I think, again, I just love your whole mindset on really getting to choose what you do with that energy. You can either sit there and constantly be thinking, fuck, like all these people are talking bad about me, or focus on what you're doing. And then when people turn around and they're like, wait, what? She got valedictorian? She because it's like you're too focused
On
on,
yourself.
you know, and like what I'm doing with my life, then like just it, and it's actually insane. And even like with your social media, you see the shares and all of that. But do you find that knowing that people are talking badly about you or sharing your videos to be hateful, does that drive you even more?
It definitely does. Sometimes I like doing a little rage bait. I like to sneak it in. Exactly. I like to sneak it into my more genuine content sometimes, because I have to reframe interaction as, people talking badly about me to someone's talking about me. And if someone's talking,
Your name's in their
my
mouth.
name's in their mouth, they're gonna know who I am. And that is something. And you can take that and turn it into an opportunity. You can turn it into a snowball that will build and build and build. And I think that's what Hook to a Girl like did. I don't necessarily think like going on tour with a brand of being Hook to a Girl is what I would want to do, but I'm like the entrepreneurial spirit and taking this viral moment and capitalizing on it.
Why not?
Why not? Like just if you have that one glimpse of hope, take it
And
and
run
run with
with
it.
it. Totally. So that's like first thing, the judgment.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, you have to kind of let it drive you. And like you mentioned too, your name's in people's mouth. And also, if 10 people hate on you, if for every, let's say for every 10 people, 10 people that might be sending you hate, if there's one person that is looking at your story and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna go pick up that talent that I want to try out or take a lesson here and there or try this new sport or activity, right? So it's like that has to also
Mean
be
something.
the main. the
Yeah.
main intention behind it.
I had a really great interaction with someone recently. I performed a gig at the Whiskey Rose in Calgary.
Which is so cool. You
It was
have to let me
great.
know next time you do a gig in Calgary.
Yes. I know that I'll have one in September, of course, for the open mics. But it was really sweet. I had this lady come up to me and she was a mom and she was like, I saw your TikToks and your Instagram, and I absolutely love what you do. And it was your video about your mom that inspired me to take my daughter on a trip to Europe to go see Taylor Swift because, our time isn't guaranteed. And I want to create those memories with her. I'm not going to wait until, she's older. Like, she'll remember a concert at 6. Like, I'm gonna try and create those memories every single day. And I was just like, every single hate comment that I get means nothing compared to
Yeah.
that. Like that has stuck with me for it's been weeks now, and I think about that every night, and I'm like, if that's all I do with my life, then I've lived a good life.
Yeah. That'll stick with you for life. Yeah, you just have to keep that like forefront, which I know you are doing. And then I think people also, the reason also that people don't chase after their dreams is because the fear of like failing. But it's like you have to fail at some things too. Get somewhere, right? And even if you do fail, like, what are you gonna learn out of it, right?
Exactly.
But I think people either think, okay, I'm only gonna do this if they have like guaranteed
Yeah.
success.
Failure gives so much more meaning to success. If you have constant success, you don't feel it. It is a plateau and it does not feel
And then
good.
it just starts to seem as something that you should be having, right? And like, oh, like you're not gonna appreciate it the same way because it's
Exactly.
like, well, this is just my usual.
Yeah, I expect to do well. I'm gonna always be amazing. And then when you do fail,
It
it
hits,
hits you. Yeah, a little bit of failure is good. You'll build strong bones.
exactly. And you need that balance of like believing in yourself, right? And like being like, I will succeed, but it has to be balanced out with like, I do believe that I will succeed, but if I fail here now, it's okay. And I always have to reference like even, because I launched my own business, my own skincare line last year, and I always get questions, especially from like people, like friends, family, are always like, "So are you guys making crazy sales?" And it's like, "We just started." Like we're a tiny brand. It's literally me and my co-founder. Like we're working on
Crazy.
it, but it's not going to be an overnight success. And I'm not saying there isn't cases that there are, but you have to slowly work on it. And
Exactly.
some people might see that as like a failure, but for me, it's like this has to grow from somewhere. And I even think back, I always reference back to like stories like Coca-Cola had 20 bottles that they sold in their first year. The Kardashians, who have like the most influence ever, have started hundreds of businesses that have failed,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
So it's like if even them with that much influence have businesses that are failing, it's like who am I to say that
Just
my business needs to succeed
succeed
right
right
off the
away.
bat?
Yeah. They say like it takes 10 years to become an overnight success.
That exactly. Who did I hear talking about that?
I heard it from a Chapel Roan.
I think it was Coco Moco talking about it. Oh
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
When I saw that video, I'm like, this is literally what I've been like screaming from the rooftops for years
Yeah.
because I started content creating at 13 and this year I'm turning 23. So it's like the amount of people that, especially like people from high school, that I know made fun of me back in the day. I forgot to tell you this earlier when you were talking about your high school experience, but I remember walking into a classroom one day and my math teacher was playing one of my videos on the screen. And the
Oh,
students were making fun of me because they're like, you only have 2,000 subscribers. And I'm like,
that's 2,000 subscribers. That's really
it's like, where's your
good.
channel at? But back then I'm like, oh, I should be embarrassed about this, right? Whereas looking back now with like adult eyes, I'm like, and where was their channel that they were posting
Exactly.
on, But people do come up to me now and they're like, you're so lucky that you built this career. You're so lucky.
So
And I'm
lucky.
like, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for every opportunity that come my way, but I wouldn't really say it's luck. I have nonstop, continuously posted content daily for 10
10
years.
years,
Like,
exactly.
it's not, you can't call it luck. And I think so many people, when they do see overnight successes, they think, oh, this person just came out of nowhere. And there are some anomalies. I mean, talk to girl, like, she didn't have a social
Social
media
media,
presence
or yeah.
before. But yeah, like even people like Sabrina Carpenter, like she's been in the game for
So
so
many.
long.
Yeah, like she started out even like five, just
Yeah.
doing child acting.
Yeah.
Like,
And now people really know her name, but it's like you just have to wait. Like I feel like you have to continue putting in work, and even all the times that you think, okay, like there's no point in me doing this anymore. Like for me, if I quit at 8 years, I'd be like, well, I've been doing this for 8 years. Like it still hasn't paid off. I'm done. I wouldn't have been getting like all the benefits I'm seeing
now,
now, right? So
yeah.
it's like almost, I feel like after you hit that very like low point of like almost giving up,
Then it just
then it's, yeah,
exactly.
totally.
One thing that held me back a lot, like speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, is I was so jealous of people who had more than me and had more opportunities. Because I went to Springbank High School, which was full of rich, 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 rich oil and gas kids. And there were girls who had parents who owned record production studios, and so and so's got a record deal at
Right.
14, and she's always going to be the one singing na the national anthem. Or we brought in Rob Nash to literally do an entire assembly with one girl to just she gets to sing in front of the whole school for 2 hours. And I remember feeling so much resentment towards that, and like my parents couldn't afford to like do singing lessons for me. And I just remember thinking, if only I had what they had. And I'm just like, I'm so bitter.
Right.
But you ha I didn't realize how much I did have. Becoming a success is also seeing about the skills that you have as an individual, the resources around you, and once again, like capitalizing on it. Be an entrepreneur, it's where your
Yeah.
skills come from.
So how have you like over the years then like overcome that feeling of resentment and looking at people who maybe on paper have more than
More,
you? Yeah.
yeah,
How
of
have you
course.
overcome that? Because I think that's such a relatable feeling that so many people don't choose to admit because it's like I could never be jealous of
Yeah.
other people. Like we want to live in this world where it's like, no, I have love for all, I'm a
Oh,
girl's
it's
girl,
true. I
I'm
do. I love
but it's
the
a
same
real
way.
feeling
Yeah.
to look around, especially when you're busting your ass and you're like, why am I, like if I just was given these circumstances, so how did you, work to overcome that?
It was a little unhealthy at first. What I used to do is I used to like critique them, and I would be like, I could be doing this better than you, but that just made me feel worse.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I am going to block every single person who I know personally who is, trying to succeed, and not out of like a I hate you kind of
No.
way. It's more of I need to separate myself from
Setting
you so I
boundaries.
don't compare myself, or else I'm gonna point out all of these little things that I see you doing wrong, but I'm really just projecting onto
Right.
this person who is putting themselves out there and is doing something amazing and has resources and is using them. I feel like it's worse if you're in that position to not take
Yeah.
advantage of it.
So it's
I'm
like, why
like,
would they not be doing that?
exactly.
But I think we love a self-aware queen, and we love, like, I love that you're like, I was projecting and I was comparing. So, like, let me set up that boundary for myself. I think people don't do that enough, even like with social media. I've made a full episode on this of like how dangerous it is to compare yourself. And I've talked more of it from like a physical look standpoint, but it really applies to everything. And the number one thing I say is like, unfollow people who are not making you
Oh,
feel good
good.
about yourself. Nothing against the person, nothing against their success and everything, but follow people who inspire you, who bring you up, right? Like in my kind of demographic, like people are always saying, well, I follow these people with perfect clear skin, it doesn't make me feel good. And I'm like, well,
You don't.
obviously, because you're just gonna look at them and compare yourself. Follow people that look like you, that make you feel good about yourself and who you are as a person. And I think setting those boundaries, it's like people don't want to talk about that because they're like, well, obviously, like then you're just hating on the person. It's like, no, like I'm just setting those boundaries for myself so that I'm no longer hating on the person and I'm also no longer hating
Hating
on myself.
myself, exactly.
So
So win-win,
win-win.
you're all around, everyone's happier.
Exactly.
Yeah, social media really is a spiral when you get into it, and sometimes it's difficult to stay afloat in the whirlwind of comparisons and people who are better than you, and just seeing all of these people have success and money and opportunities,
Totally.
and you can find those on your own. You don't need to worry about it. They'll come to you. You'll just gotta look.
Totally. And I think an important point you mentioned there is like growing up, you were surrounded by kids that had these opportunities, and they could kind of be put into a room and given, you know, the opportunities. But how did you kind of switch? Because I think, again, it comes back to how powerful the mind is and how you can switch your mindset. Like, how did you switch your mindset on, like, okay, I don't have these opportunities like laid out in front of me, but does that not mean I can't make those opportunities for myself? Like, how did you kind of realize, like, maybe we're on, you know, two different courts, but like, I can still make my own vision come
Yeah,
true.
I definitely saw it's difficult because I saw social media and I was like, it doesn't really pick favorites in a way. Like, it doesn't really care how much money you have. It doesn't really care about any of your resources. All artists, all musicians have to put their music, put themselves out there on TikTok. And just because you have maybe more resources, it doesn't give you any more favors in the algorithm. And so I was like, okay. If I look at this from an even playing field, if I take myself out of the real world for just a second and I take this thing that I have, I know the internet, I know what does well, I know myself and I know what I like to make. And so if I know all of these things and I know what I'm good at and I have my internal resources, how is that not any better than the external resources that someone else might have? We're all on the same playing field. We're all doing the same thing. Maybe we're starting at different points, but you know, we're all gonna get somewhere eventually.
No, and that's such a great mindset to have, because and you have to kind of create that scenario for yourself. And I think I relate to a lot in that, because growing up, especially because I'm doing this for so long, and then I'd see some girls that, you know, they'd start posting a few videos and they'd go viral and have way more following than me, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, I've been doing this for so long, you know, like it just felt so unfair. But I had to realize, like, I'm not on the same journey as them. And you know what? Like, you have to look at your journey as like, this is what's meant for me. I have to trust this path. And I think back, like, if I did go crazy viral when I was younger, would I still have gone to university? Which is something I'm very happy I did,
Good.
you know? So
Yeah.
it's like, you have to look at everything in perspective. And I'm sure, you know, the people that you were looking at being like, they have these opportunities, those people are always going to look at other people thinking, well, I wish I had these opportunities. You know, like, it's always just this huge domino effect. And that's just like the danger of comparing yourself and doing that. So what, let's kind of move on to what's next for you. So you mentioned kind of new song coming soon,
Yes.
more performances. One of my big things that I put on my vision board this year was working more, or with everything I do toward my work and everything in my life, I want there to be intent behind it. So even if it is like a silly makeup review, what's the intent behind that
Smart.
video? So going into, you know, this next school year and everything, what's your intent behind the content you put out, the performances behind you put out, the
Yeah.
performances you put out, and all of that?
I guess right now I've kind of been just like, I'm living day by day because I find it difficult to say out loud, my dream is to, you know, be an independent recording artist and release music and go on tour because in my heart of hearts, I know that that's not very likely. But the big dream that what I'm all working towards is I want to perform a show in Vegas one day.
Oh my gosh.
I want to have like a full showman, feathers, lights, sparkles, and I just want to put on a really good show in Vegas. And so every time I dance, every time I sing, I'm just like, I need to have the sparkles ready for Vegas one day. And I just try and keep my eyes on that rather than saying, yeah, I'm gonna be famous. I'm gonna be a recording artist because that almost feels like I'm too full of myself if someone was to ask me, oh, what are your dreams? And so I say, one show in Vegas. And that's the intent right now.
Well, I'm can't wait to look back at this episode and be like, I interviewed her and now she's famous.
Hey.
But no, you know what? Like, I think sometimes you have to have those dreams, and even like being realistic about them and being like, you know what? I know the chances are very small, but also I saw this quote one day just a few weeks ago, and ever since, like, I literally can't stop thinking about it, because sometimes I feel like my dreams swallow me whole. Like, I will be like sitting up at night and I physically cannot think about anything else. I'll be in conversations with people and I realize I'm not really fully paying attention, because all I can think about is all these things I want to do, and I'm like, cut it out, like, what, you know? But I saw this quote that said, and I might butcher it a little bit because I'm just trying to recall it, but something about the reason why like your dreams consume you and like you can't stop thinking about them is because, and you have this drive towards them is because one day that is your
Your
reality,
complete.
right? So it's like the reason you can't stop thinking about it is because you're gonna get there. And maybe it's not to the exact same extent, or and your dreams like change and stuff, right? Like what you want to do and stuff. And you know, maybe it won't be a show in Vegas, but maybe it'll be some other extravagant show where you'll have the full performance, glitter and everything, right? So it's like those wants though, those like deep wants within you want those things so badly because in one way or another,
Another.
they will be some sort of reality.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Right? Isn't that like,
That's real. Yeah.
it puts like a different perspective on it because sometimes I think, and it like drives me a little bit crazy because I'm like, okay, I feel like icky with myself because I feel like almost so desperate for this. Like I'm just pushing so hard, but it's like, but why? Why is that? There's a reason why that drive was placed within me is to accomplish
Push that
these
thing.
things.
Your brain's just getting you ready for it, you
Yeah.
know? Yeah. Yeah, I love that. That's like gonna be in my head
Right?
now for,
That really hit me like a truck, and I was like, okay, I'm glad I'm not like the only one thinking this way because, and you know what? Like I think I was having a conversation with someone the other day and I was debating like if I'm gonna stay in Calgary or whatever, and they looked at me and they're like, well, aren't you a dreamer? And I'm like, yeah, I am. They're like, then I think you should just like take whatever leaps that you want to take. And
do.
I was like, you're right, you know, and I just like sometimes you have to like reassure yourself and be like, okay, I'm doing this. And the biggest thing at the end of the day is as long as it's making you happy, no matter if those like legit goals are like met or whatever. I think the biggest goal and the biggest accomplishment behind it all is that it's fulfilling.
Exactly. And that's all that life is, really. I was asking a couple people on my stream the other day because I was feeling very lost in my direction. I was like, you know, guys in chat, what do you want to do? Like, what are your dreams? Like, what is your life going to be like? And, you know, I saw a lot of people saying like, oh, I want to be a nurse. I want to be a vet. And it was nice to see what everyone was thinking. And I always struggled with, I can't pick a career. Like
Me too. Oh my gosh. I literally, my whole life, I would always bounce back and forth. And even to this day, I'm like, I don't really know. And it's like, why do you, like, some people just know.
Yeah.
But it's like, do is that what they
Do they know?
really? And sometimes I'd go on like these site trips, like, and because Calgary is so oil and gas, all the engineering site trips would be very oil and gas. I'd see these people like so passionate and they want to know about the rigs. And it's not like, I ask questions because I'm like, this is really good for interviewing and stuff. But I'm like deep down inside me, I don't really care about it.
I relate to that. Because like when you're smart in middle school and high
I
school, everyone's
guess,
like, okay, you're gonna be an engineer, a surgeon, maybe a therapist if you're like bad at this, or a lawyer. And if you're anything else, you're dumb. Yeah, you're like, oh, you want to do something artsy? Ooh, guess you're not as smart as we thought. I'm just like, I'm too scared of blood to be a doctor.
Same. I was like, there's no way. There's absolutely no
Not
way I'm going into
happening.
medicine.
I'm like, I don't really want to be an engineer. Like, it'd be cool, but honestly, I don't want to put myself through that much stress at school. And then I'm like, lawyer, like, yeah, I'd love to like fight with people and just talk all day. But also,
That's one
I
side of it, yeah.
don't want to spend my whole life being a lawyer, because when you pick some of those career paths, it's
Well, same with medicine. Like, you need to dedicate
your
your
life.
whole life to it.
Yeah. And so it was very, it is still very overwhelming because I don't know what my life goals are. I have like this crazy dream that's a one in a million, one in a, I don't know, 100 million odds. And it's the only thing I'm sticking to. And I'm like, well, I at least got to get my finance degree.
It's good that you're doing that, but I also think like that kind of puts some fun into it of like you don't know. And I think in our society, and especially at this age, there's so much pressure to have things figured out, to know exactly what you're gonna do, to have your corporate 9 to 5 set out. But I think it's also kind of fun to be like, well, I don't really want to do that. I want to try doing my own thing. And although that's terrifying and it feels very lonely, I get that all the time because I'm like, I'm really placing all my eggs in one basket here. But then I have to think, like, I still do have an education that I can fall back on if I need to. Like, it's not like
It's not like
I'm
you became a TikTok
unemployable
star at 16,
and
moved
then
to
I broke
LA.
out. Yeah, like, I have to think, like, I did do all the reasonable things and I set myself up comfortably, But it's still terrifying being like, hey, I'm putting everything into something that is fully my own, and maybe I'm losing time building my career in like a corporate setting, but also like I know that would not fulfill me. And I'll do it if I have to. Like
Yeah.
don't get interested, like if I need to, and I will absolutely do that. But and I have that degree there in case, but I'm not going to give up on my dreams
Dreams
just
just
thinking like,
because.
okay, I'm gonna pick the safe. And I think it
Right?
goes back to people feeling comfortable and people feeling safe. And I don't think the like whole dreamer entrepreneur path is for everyone. I really don't think it
It's
is. But for the people that have that drive within them, you really just have to overcome like the part that's uncomfortable, the fear of judgment, and the fear of like judgment within yourself of like thinking like, am I too crazy for these
retrying
dreams?
this and just doing it. And yeah, and like we're young, so why not, right? Like your 20s are meant to be scary and uncertain. And so like why not have fun with it?
I
Like
totally agree. And like it's like in your case, like even if you don't make it to Vegas, which I truly believe that one day you will, because I see the dreamer spark in you, and I can like feel it in my heart too. But even if you don't, like imagine telling your kids one day, like, yeah, I like did all these performances and like made all these costumes, and you have like video evidence of
evidence. Here you go.
like
This is me as a
that's
kid,
just
too.
so fun, right? Like, and
Yeah.
it's like this is the thing, because we're all like as kids, I don't know about you, but I was placed into like so many activities with my brother. Like we did dance and sports and music and all this stuff. And it's like when you're a kid, you're put into all these things and you're kind of allowed to spend, you know, I would spend hours a week on piano lessons. And, you know, my brother was super into hockey and we dedicate so much time. But then it's like almost as soon as you are supposed to go to university, and if you're not making it to the next level to go to the NHL or, you know,
Get your
be a
level
musician, yeah,
12.
whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that dream almost has to like end because you're not
You've aged
turning
out of
into a
it.
career. But
Yeah.
like, where's the room for the people that just want to keep doing it
For
because it's what
fun.
they enjoy,
Yeah.
right? And I'm not saying there's not resources out there. There's so many like adult dance classes
Classes.
and piano classes and all this, but
It
it's
does
almost
feel
looked
like you have to give it
down.
up. Yeah.
Like it's almost like, okay, why are you spending your time doing this? Like you're not even good at it, you know? Like
Yep.
why?
Yeah.
So I think we have to give more grace, I think, to just hobbies and
And
things that.
having fun. Yeah, like my ex-boyfriend's last situationship's mom, for example, she's great. She started piano lessons, I don't know, maybe in the last like 3 years, and she's like in her 50s. And I look up to her a lot because she's just like she goes to a, like she does her adult piano lessons and then she does like little recitals in the church hall. And it's inspiring to me because that's what I would want to do if I was an adult and I had my 9 to 5 and I had my family. I'd need to make time for the things that make me happy, because life is not just about making money, going home, going to sleep, or else like I don't know if that's what life is like. I
I
don't
don't want
want to.
to. Well, so many people I think live for the weekends, you know, and they leave like all the fun things that you could do for the weekend. And their 9 to 5s are consumed. And I'm like, once you're done at 5, like go to, even if it's for 30 minutes, go do something you love, you know? Like when I was on internship, I always would like try to have something planned for the evening, even if it was literally going to the grocery store. But I'm like,
That's so fun.
I
It's an
need to
outing.
have something, or like going to a new coffee shop or whatever it was. Like just having something planned in so that my day wasn't like, for me, my day started at 5 p.m. once my 9 to 5 was over. And I could work on content. I could, even if it was working on a school assignment that I, because like I was crazy for taking classes during the time. But whatever it was, like I think some people just constrict themselves to their 9 to 5. They're like, this is my life. And like they get home and it's like on to the next day. But it's like you still have a bit of time to just do something for
Yeah.
you, even if it's 20 minutes,
Just something,
something you love.
just a little bit different, add variety to the day so you can remember what you did on each day. Because sometimes if you just do the same thing, they blend.
All of them. The
Yeah.
amount of times I have to like look at my camera roll and be like, what did
What'd
I
I do?
do?
Me too. I'm like, I take
Thank
pictures
God
in the
for camera
day.
rolls, because I don't know how people were doing
Like, what did I do on that day? Oh, I
it.
took a picture of my sock. Oh, I went on a hike. Yeah.
So before we end this off, what do you want to leave the viewers with? What message? Serafina from the heart that you want to leave people with.
Well, I'll always like to say, live your life in full color, wear whatever you want, Do whatever you want, try something new. Don't stick to the plan that you thought you would do when you were like 8. If you said at 8 years old you want to be a lawyer and you don't want to be a lawyer anymore, don't be scared to admit it. If you still want to be a lawyer, go for it. If your passion is medicine, go for it. If your passion is singing, try it out. Just see what happens, you know? Like, why not, right? Live your life in full color and stream Mr. Fast Car.
Of course, I'll have all of Serafina's socials, songs, everything in the description. And I think the main theme of this podcast is just making sure that you're living with the fear of regret, fearing that you're gonna regret not doing stuff in your life rather than fearing the judgment, the uncomfortability. You gotta be a little Lulu, and
It's
that's
true.
just the fun of it. And yeah, just chase your dreams no matter how big they are, because that's kind of what makes it fun. And kind of gives you that drive to keep going. But Serafina, thank you so
Thank you
much
so much for
for
having
coming
me.
on Loud Talk with Lavi. This was so much fun talking to you and getting to know you. Again, I'll have all her socials down below the description. You can check her out, make sure to follow her, check out the songs. But yeah, that is it for this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today. Continue breaking down those beauty standards one flaw at a time, and you'll hear from me next Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. Love you guys. Bye!